Welcome back to the Press Box and another great weekend here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky and another week towards the Kentucky Derby 151. My host is always the guy that I lovingly refer to as the Hall of Famer, Fuzzy Baker.
Thanks, Gino. It's great to have everybody here today as we get closer and closer. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, we got a couple to take a look at, Gene, but let's go ahead and start out with the Louisiana Derby.
You know, Buzz, a big race as always, but becoming more and more important on the road to the Derby. Because of the track surface being so similar to Churchill Downs and also, with the purse money there, the attachment of the points being so important, and a lot of the horsemen that Kentucky are there in Kentucky for 9 months of the year, some of those guys go on to Louisiana, so a lot of familiarity with this group of people down at the Louisiana Derby. And obviously a horse in here that we have liked in our Derby rankings all along. We've got as third in our Derby rankings, John Hancock will be making his third start career-wise in the Louisiana Derby for trainer Brad Cox.
And he scratched out last week to run in this race, right?
Yep. Yep, he was entered over in the Virginia Derby.
That's what it was.
And, and Brad had another one entered over there, a Rapture, who didn't run very well. But I think that he was, this horse, John Hancock, has been at Fairgrounds all winter. He went over to Tampa and won the Sam Davis in a really tough race. But the horse that he beat over there, Owen Almighty, came back to win the Tampa Bay Derby in ease. I mean, like 6 1/4 lengths or something like that, Buzz. And so if you look at just a comparison and key races, John Hancock figures to come out of the Sam Davis and improve and make a real improvement going into the Louisiana Derby. He will be the favorite. Flavian Pratt is coming in to ride John Hancock, an undefeated 2-for-2. And he's looking maybe to put a signature on this race, so to speak, and move on to the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so then that begs the question of how, my friend, do you play?
That's a great question. You know, you've got several in here that look like they could run competitively. I don't know if they're good enough to beat John Hancock, but Caldera, that we've talked about in the past, ran second out to Getaway Car in the Sunland Derby. Getaway Car did not perform up to expectations in the Virginia Derby, went way too fast. I think a one-turn kind of oriented horse. But Dwayne Lucas won the Virginia Derby a week ago. He has Caldera in here, 5-1 with Tyler Gaffleon. You've got Filt, who has been down at Louisiana all winter, ran well in the Risen Star for trainer Wayne Catalano. A real interesting piece that Dennis Trusty did for us this week, a Q&A with Bilt's groom. And I think from the groom perspective, interesting read. If you get a chance, go to the Press Box and pull that up, a Q&A with the groom for Bilt, a very interesting piece. Vassimo, very underrated, but also undereducated, I would say, at this point. Vassimo, okay. Trained by Todd Pletcher, 12-1 morning line. I read Ortiz. I think he's got a lot of potential to kind of improve and grow coming out. But a horse that I think that you got to watch for in this race at 12-1 on the outside, a big closer, if the speed, if John Hancock gets, caught up in a speed duel, and there's plenty of speed in here, Buzzy.
Yes.
Hypanus on the far outside. Brian Hernandez got in all kinds of trouble last time out. I think he's going to run a big race for Kenny McPeak and Brian Hernandez. John Hancock and Hypanus are my two. But the horse on the far outside will be running with a closing finish, I think. And, if he could, with a good run, he could probably surpass Caldera, Bilt, and Vassimo for that second place in here. John Hancock.
Okay.
And Hypanus.
All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the Jeff Ruby Stakes on the Topeka up in Northern Kentucky, post time 6:25, a field of 7 going postward, and California Burrito, the favorite.
You noticed I used John Hancock signing his ticket.
Yes.
To
I saw
the
what
Derby.
You did there. I saw
and you didn't remark on that, which kind of hurt
me. Well, no, I was letting it marinate.
It cut deeply. Poster could probably hang up a picture there this week as well, you know, and pin up his name, so to speak, with a win today in the Jeff Ruby Stakes, which is going to be sizzling up there at Turfway Park.
But now, yeah, I got you.
You know, it's going to be a rare competition. Up there between Poster, who is coming off. He's last year's Grade 2 winner of the Remsen Stakes. This is a horse I think has got every chance in the world to really stamp himself in the Jeff Ruby Buzzy. Very nice horse. He's owned by Godolphin, bred by Godolphin, trained by Ian Hardy. Closed out his two-year-old season with a big win in the Remsen up at Aqueduct. He's a son of Frosted, and I don't know about that and how that will lead towards the Derby, but he was a fast-closing third in the Sam Davis. You know, we've already talked about the winner of the Sam Davis being John Hancock and Owen Almaty running second in that race. This horse, if that race turns out to be key, like we think it will be, then Poster being the first run of the year down there, coming back, he ought to improve. John Velasquez, the Hall of Famer himself, will be in the irons from post position 9. Poster, if he's as good as advertised, looks like the horse to beat in the Jeff Ruby. Tommy Drury, one of the best young trainers in the game, I think he says, well, he's not young, he's closing in on 50. And I said, well, heck, that's young, brother. California Burrito, owned by Aaron and Victoria Haberman, trained by Tommy. It really is one of the top trainers. He's out there at Starlight most of his life, and now has got stalls at both Turfway and at Churchill Downs. But anyway, he held off Baby Max, and you know, we can talk about that, as we both know a Max that is rather babyish. But
In
the John Battaglia, which is a prep for this, Irvin Makata has the ride. Irvin has been had a big meet at Turfway all year. Poster's going to have to do some running to beat this horse. California Burrito, but I really think Poster, if he's as good as we think he is could dominate this race and be a real handful in the Jeff Ruby. You know, how you play it is going to be your next question.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Notice how I did that. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. I saw it. But let me ask you this before you play it that way.
Yeah.
How can you not put a shekel.
Yes.
I'm looking now. I'm trying to. What? How did I get back to the? Oh, there. I don't want to glance at it. How about Maximum Price? How does Kenny McPeak not have to have a lot of confidence to fly Frankie Dettori into Turfway Park?
Well, you know, Frankie is flying all over the place these days. If you hadn't noticed it, Frankie kind of needs the cash money. You know, the story came out, broke last week, that he had to file for bankruptcy. So Frankie Dettori, I think, is riding everywhere he can. And you know, everybody goes through his ups and downs in their career, and we're wishing Frankie all the best. An outstanding horseman, a great rider. It's great to have him at Turfway. You know, one of the world's most, accomplished riders in all forms of international racing and in this country as well. And, you know, I'm sure he will – ride the hair right off of his steed here in the Jeff Ruby, and for Kenny McPeak as well. You know, you got to look at that horse, and you know, it ought to be closing. And you know, it's been an interesting meet up at Turfway. Sometimes the speed is carried, all speed some nights, and some nights the speed can't win for losing. And I mean, it's been all closers. So how does it play this Saturday when we have the first daytime racing, you know, with the early post being 12:30, you know, rather than the night? Does that play a factor? Yeah, you know, a lot of different things will be, you know, the first few races are going to be interesting to watch. and see how the track is playing. I do think that, you know, the two we've mentioned heretofore are the horses to beat. Maximum Promise is the horse you're looking at. 5-1 morning line. I think people will bet Kenny McPeak, and I think they will bet Frankie Dettori. You know, the name recognition there, and a lot of people will just play them hoping for the upset. There's a horse in here that I think that's worthy of a look, and that's a horse that we tried in the Risen Star on the traditional dirt. He's just not a dirt horse. He's run a couple times on the dirt. He's just not a dirt horse. But he's really, really good on the turf, and may just be a really good horse here on the Tapeta, and that's Giacoso. Giacoso, trained by Kent DeZormo, going to have Jaime Torres up at 30-1 in the morning line. This is a horse that I'm definitely going to use with the two favorites, California Burrito and with Poster. Giacoso is a horse that I really, really like. And there's a horse in here, too, that Dwayne Lucas has, Innovator. Nick Juarez is coming up 30-1 as well. So I'm going to look for a couple of long prices to match up with my two favorites and see if I can't get a big play on the exacta. The horse that really is intriguing, quite honestly, Buzzman, is the two horse, Charlie's to Blame.
Yes.
Ruben Hernandez coming in to ride for Peter Urton, 15-1. This horse has been on the West Coast, but has run some really nice races out there. This horse is really going to be one to take a look at, and also will play in my exacta plays with Giacoso and Innovator. I'm going to use a little Charlie's to Blame with the two favorites, California Burrito and Poster.
All right, and remember, you can get all of Gene's picks on this Road to Derby 151 at the PressBoxLTS.com. PressBox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BrisNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here is hoping that you and yours have an amazing weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. I know you're a big fan of Jeff Ruby and partake in his fine food there in the Lexington restaurant. I'll leave you with a quote from Ian Hardy, the trainer of Poster, and he says, and I quote, "I think this is a sneaky good race overall on Saturday. He being Poster, is coming into the race as good as we could ask of him. He's still growing into that three-year-old frame. He's big, good-looking horse. He was that way as a two-year-old, filled out some this year already." That's what Ian Hardy has to say about Poster. It's his to lose. I think, you know, he's going to be awfully tough to beat.
All right, brother. We appreciate it. Love you, man.
Love you, too. Tell that lovely Donna, the clerk of the Senate, to have a great closing to her meet, so to speak, this coming week in Frank's Fort.
And my regards to the First Lady of Frankfurt, who no doubt is sunning herself beside you. Talk to you later.
See you, brother.